The flamethes on the olive.
Kol shabbat b'chamin. Kol meluach, any salt of fish shabbat b'chamin erev Shabbos, which was put into hot water in erev Shabbos, chayzim rishonos al b'chamin Shabbos. You can re-soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Emel mishum tikkun, it's not fixing the fish anymore. Shari nitkan kar, because it was already fixed, meaning cooked and prepared. That's not the finishing of the work on it, the cooking of it over here, avalo shirin, but you can't soak it. Chutz medog meluch yashan okulas ha'aspanin. Dog shekarin tunina. So dog which is called tunina, some say it's a tuna, but Rashi himself is chulin, calls it a type of small fish, so it does not seem to be our tuna fish, which is a very large one. Shatachosel zehu gemar malachto midikariyale gemar malachto. Suppose since it calls it finishing the work, shmamina zehu bishulo, that this is its cooking. Bichay midifri chay for it. Vod nami perik chavis nisin hamayim. That we should say in the perik chavis nisin hamayim. Signing bechama b'shemesh in the sun. The shari the ein derech bishulo b'kach. This is not the way that you cook it. Bechama ba'or lo michlofa. People won't confuse sun with a fire. The ligzer ha aduha, that we should have to go make a decree, a gezera of the that to do it in the sun in order not to come chas hashem to do it in the fire. But told us going in hucham hasuder hazeh ba'or mitchila. For example, if you would have heated this scarf in a fire in the first place, by a fire, not actually putting in the fire, because then you would burn it. The aser the havi bishul, because it's cooking. Told us chama shehucham hasuder b'chama, that the scarf got heated up in the sun. Atul told us or the man the chazi sever the told us or nino, because one who would see this will think that it was heated up through a fire and not through the sun. Shemi yatman beremitz the man the chazi, because the one who would see it sever thinks michti haile bishuli v'haile bishuli. This is the cook and that's the cook. V'tfaril their hadmana, both of them are being done through hadmana, you know, hiding it inside of it. Place it, storing it inside of it. Mali remetz, mali chol. What difference does it make if I put into coals or I put into sand? Shemochim moedi Rabbi Yosi, and therefore Rabbi Yosi agrees. Shem miyazes alfer, shem lo yehei shem chol okur lekol atzarach. Perhaps there won't be enough this sand which had been dug up already and detached in the first place. But asi lezuzin alfer hadabuk. You're going to go and end up moving the dirt which is still attached to the ground. The habi choyfer guman. That's digging a hole which will either be near or perish. Offer tichuach kolarim. This means to say, tichuach ba'omik. It's very deep. It's very loose, deep. Delekan lemechash lemesis. So no longer have to worry about you moving the dirt. Gagrosech shiras kama, that the sun heated up the roof. Ve'migalgo nesidrosech dehu tolus or, because that is something which became hot through a fire. Lekalamixer begag by rosech by scorching hot roof. The halum matanli, because people don't hide and store the food there. Elo shema yazes offer vichesenabol ligzer, but perhaps you might move the dirt and cover it over. That you do have to worry and make a, the gezera of the kriyat. Lesoich amishal chamin the chamit tveria lav tolus or ninu, and the chamit tveria is not something which was heated up by a fire. But filachin, even so, also lahu they forbade it. Umoy debuha Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi agrees. The dami lahatman the shemat min mayim b'mayim, because you're hiding, storing water inside water. Misfaras ma'isa asefakot l'siyata dechu va'avak. That is coming to, as a help to the halacha with regard to the sand and the dust, the dirt. The Lurid told us chama gihai gavna asiri l'divrekol, and it's coming to teach us. Then it would be coming to teach us that if you have something heated by the sun in this particular fashion, then it would be also according to everyone. Aresha kai is going on. The Aresha plucks the aplus on the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan, who the Amrila and the Rabbanan are saying this, Avla Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yosi can't have the mitzvah. In such a case, it's not usher elu mishum that have told us or no, but only because it is told us or it really got heated up by fire. Baha Ma'aseh Chavei Tveri that told us chamon inu. That case of that was with Chavei Tveri, which was told us chamon, was heated up by the sun. Benomi laafka also the sudan, and it was comparable to frying something on the. On the scarf, the lekalim mitzvah the shem yazis, and there's no gezera, no reason to make a gezera decree that perhaps you move dirt, but asur lehu, and still it was forbidden. Lamites amid beis, but la hadmana nesr hadmana bedaver hamoisiv hevel. It becomes usur to be matman to store something in something which is in itself a heat source. The hamid ba'oydim nasn shem hasid, because it was only on erev Shabbos that they put this pipe. The people from Tavaria, Umifnesha had seen them as Han and Mekach, and because they wanted the cold water to become warm or hot, this way, even though it was only going to come out memela that it would get warmed up, still they forbade it. To their pipe, which means they, because they retracted what they thought was mutter. The mechem lehu l'shtiyah was warmed up for drinking. And if you rochets behem, and if you want, you can wash your face with it. L'shtatev shenoisin agufo u'mishtatev, that you were putting it onto your body and cleaning yourself off, and meaning you're doing more of a shower process rather than a bathing process. He permits you to take a shower, your whole body, on Shabbos with water that was heated before Shabbos. That which it says that it's like water heated up on Shabbos, which would be aser. But had it been heated up yesterday, it would be permitted. And if it was on Yom Tov, it would be like hot water heated up on Yom Tov. You would be aser to want bathe yourself with it. Only allows you to heat up water on Yom Tov in order to wash your face, hands, and feet. But to bathe your whole body or shower your whole body, then Beisil does not allow it. Even if it was heated up during when it was Chol and not Shabbos, because one who sees Hayom will say Hayom Huchmo, today he heated up on Shabbos. And it is apparent that it was heated up through a fire source. A person might come to heat up on Shabbos on his own. For example, putting cold water into hot water. It's like the bathtubs of the bathhouses. They get heated up by a fire source. Because it's no longer considered hot. And hot water. This shows that they were still staying in the original.